daf is daf tzadi ches. We got to the very last line of tzadi ches amin beis. The Gemara says, lema masayle, maybe the following should support. We were discussing yesterday about whether or not the uman is going to be kone b'shvach kli. That was a shayla. When he fixes an object, does he kone the chefza now, or does he not? So up until now, we've assumed that he is kone b'shvach kli. And the Gemara now says, right, that's what we were talking about yesterday, I think, right? Yeah, I think so. So the Gemara now says, lema suggests maybe le hanosein tzemer letzeva. A person gives some wool to the dyer. V'kedicha yore, and the vat that boiled it ruined it. No sein lo demei tzmaro. So now he has to pay the value of the wool. So demei tzmaro in demei tzmaro v'shvacha lo. He only pays the actual wool, but he doesn't pay the wool that's been now colored, which is now a new, because he's koneh. When the moment he puts the color in it, he owns an object. So he only owes the original object, the tzemer. So we see that he is koneh b'shvach kli, just like Rabbi Asi says. So the Gemara says, lo, not true. Lav shekdichu lach nefila. It's not true where it only got ruined after it went down. So he put it in the vat, it picked up the color properly, and then after that, it got ruined. So he doesn't pay the good, the colored tzemer, he pays the original tzemer. So we see, dika shvacha, shmamina uman kona b'shvach kli, that the uman is kona in the value of the kli, and he only owes the original amount. So Amar Shmuel says, now hacha b'maya skinan, what's the case here? Kigon shekdicha b'shas nefila dileka shvacha. Situation where mamish right away, where it got ruined, the moment he put it in, it got ruined, and there is no shvach to speak of, that's why he pays the tzemer only. If it got ruined after it went down, my, what would he have to pay? He would have to pay no sin lo tzemer, demet tzmaro vishvachu. He had to pay the wool plus the enhancement, because maybe Shmuel holds that's not kone vishvach kli. So lema Shmuel lesle de Rav Asi. So is this to say that really Shmuel argues in Rav Asi that he holds that the uman is not going to be kone b'shvach kli, and when I enhance it, it's still owned by the original giver, and if I ruin it, I have to pay him the full amount now plus the tzemer plus the shvach. So amalach Shmuel says no hacha b'ma'askina. What's the case here? Kigon de tzemer v'smanim de bal habayis. It's a situation where the bal habayis, the giver, gave me both the wool and the colors to use, so he owns everything. There's nothing. The normal case is if I'm the worker, so I put my own dye in. It's my own. I'm putting the enhancement. He gave me the wool, but I have all the paint. I have all the colors. So I put it in. I'm kone that additional shvach because the dye is really mine. But this situation is where he gave me what colors he wants and the wool to use. So therefore, I'm not kone anything at all. That's why I pay. I would have to pay the full amount if I ruined it entirely. V'tzava agar yadehu deshaka. And the only thing I take is just the work for doing it. For the time it takes me and the effort. That's by I don't put my dye in, I don't put invest any of my material in this. So if it's a case, if it's really true that the Baal Bayis gave me his own dye, it should have said in the Braisa, no sein lo demei tomorrow v'simanim mibayilei. It should have said you give him back the amount of the wool plus the simanim, what it costs for the dye. The Braisa doesn't say that, I pay him back the dye. So it can't be a situation where the Baal Bayis was giving me his simanim. So El Gemara says Shmuel dechuy komatchile. Shmuel is simply rejecting, just being docha the initial raya here. There is no real proof. The pashtus is the case is we're saying here must be a situation. It sounds like it really is a proof that if uman is kone b'shvachli, but Shmuel for whatever reason was kind of rejecting that proof, and the Gemara leaves it at that. Tashma, the Gemara brings another raya here. Hanosin talisa l'uman. So a person gives a talis to a worker, gamru v'odio, so now the worker says, okay, I let you know, I finished my work, you can pick up from my office, pick up from my store, it's all ready. So afilu mikan v'adasar yamim eino overlov mishum lo salim. So if 10 days pass, and he doesn't pay me, he doesn't violate the iser baltalin. Baltalin is, you can't hold back wages from a hired worker. So I was hired. The halacha is, if 10 days, if you go as many days as you want, this does not fall into the iser of baltalin. Why not? Because nasalo b'chatzayom, but if I give him the garment And Kaven Sheshaka Lav Hachama over Lav Mishim Baal Talan. And then the sun sets, the day's over, he doesn't pay me. That's an Isser. The Isser Baal Talan only kicks in once you give him the object back. From holding on to the object, so then it's still waiting to pick it up, there's no Isser of holding back any Rishchar. Because right now I'm holding on to it. This is my collateral. I'm guaranteed the payment. If I give him the payment, I have no reason to collect from him anymore. He can just walk away. I'm at a loss. That's when the Isser Baal Talan kicks in. Now, if you were to think that the uman kona b'shvachli, that I as the worker am kona the object, when I enhance it, am I over mishum baal talin? Why is there an iser baal talin here at all? So look at Rashi. Am I over? You see Rashi on 10 narrow lines down. Hazvune kamazvin le nele v'lo schirisu. The iser baal talin only applies to a hired worker, not to a buyer and a seller. If I buy something from you, I don't pay you back money, there's no iser baal talin. I owe you money, but there's no baal talan involved. Baal talan's holding back from a hired worker. So if I now, you gave me your wool or talus to fix, and I fix it, now I'm kona b'shvach kli, by enhancing it, I own this, so when I give it back to him, really selling it back to you, that's not a schiris, that's kinyan, so then that wouldn't be an iser baal talan. So it must be that there is no kona b'shvach kli. When I'm fixing it, it's still yours. I'm not buying, selling it. I'm hired to do work for you, and this is your object, I'm just in my, it's my store now. So that's the Raya that Gemara wants to prove that Uman is low kona b'shvachli. So Amar Rav Meri Bered Rav Kana Begarda Desarvelal Deleka Shvacha. We're talking about a situation where you're kind of combing the wool, the talus, where there is no shvach, there's no enhancement. Had there been a case where I'm kona b'shvachli in a chanami, there'd be no iser baal talan at all. I would kona the object, and by maybe returning it to you, it's really selling it back to you. But if there's no enhancement, I'm simply combing it, there's no real shvach that's changing the heftza, so then there's no shvachli to talk about, then I'm purely viewed as a schiris ba'alma, and then there would be an iser of baal talan. Sof, Gemara says, l'mayav nele, so why do you give it to him? Ler kuche, what was I accomplishing? Why did he give me the talus if he really didn't need anything from me? Is that how it says the question? Differently?
No, that's how it says it.
That is how it says, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so why did he give it to him? To soften it. So then the Gemara says, well, derchacha hainu shvacha then. If you need it to be softened, so that is the shvach then. So that is enhancing the object. Gemara says, no, lo tzricha de'agre lebitche. So he hired him. What's bitche mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, levtushe pilarish bilaz. Vischaro ledarcho, you had hired him to trample it. Vihisneimo, you had stipulated with him, sikum hadricha, it's called dricha b'mea. Each step would be another mea. Dischir yomhu, he's a hired worker for the day. Velo kablan delikne bishvacha. He's a sachir yom as opposed to a kablan. He didn't accept a project for himself to complete the project. It was each step you take, then I'm going to pay you another mea. So says the Gemara, Biche bimasa. Each step is going to be another mea. I'll pay you. The hainu schiris. That's the case of schiris. So there's no. It's not a kablan. A kablan again, where a guy is taking. Here's a project to do. I'm contracting you. Finish the project. Get it done. This guy's being paid for each act he does. That's not called a kablan. So the iser baal talan only applies to a socher. Doesn't apply to a kablan. This guy is a socher. That's the case we're talking about. That's why there's baal talan. But in general, if I'm a kablan, then there wouldn't be an iser baal talan. Now the Gemara wants to know, ulmai desalik adaitan, the havamina, meikara, de lo agri lebitche, that I wasn't hired per step. I was actually hired as a kablan. So then, misai le l'Rav Sheshes, that would support Rav Sheshes. Who's Rav Sheshes? The ba minei mavresheshes, they had asked Rav Sheshes one time, kablonus over Allah Mishim Baal Talan no Eino over. The Torah is talking about a case where a guy's hired to do a work, a schir yom, but a kablan who's not paid for the day, he's paid per project. So you have a contract, you pay him for fixing your house, you don't pay him each day he works. So is there an iser of a Baal Talan by a kablan? So Amar Lahu Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes says, over, there is an iser, even by a kablan. And this is the Havamina here, because the Havamina was here, we thought he was a kablan. He was hired to do a project, to fix your talus. And in that Havamina, we thought that there was going to be an iser baal talan here, by a kablan. So that's a raya for the question of Rav Sheshes. So lema, let's say, so now that's the case. Lema de Rav Sheshes, pliga de Rav Asi. Let's say there's a machlokis, because Rav Asi says, if I'm given an object to fix, that's not called the kablan. I actually am kona b'shvach kli, and I'm viewed as buying it, sell it back to him. But Rav Sheshis must have held that no, even if there's Shvachli, I'm not Kona the object. I'm viewed as a contractor, and therefore there's no Kona Shvachli. That's the Machlokas, Rav Sheshis versus Rav Asi. So Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Baracha Bishlicha de Grasa. We're talking about a case where he was hired to send out letters. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Bishlicha de Grasa de Kablanasi. Shlos Sachal Yom, Ela Laholichlo Igaris Lamakum Ploni. That's when Rav Sheshis said that's a kablam, that there's a violation. So he's not a schir yom, he's a kablam. I gave him a project, get the letter to that place. So when he finishes the project, they pay him up. That's the kablam where if you don't pay him when he finishes the project, you're over baal talon. But Rav Sheshis agrees to Rav Asi, if it's a case where I'm told to fix something and I fix it, then I'm kone b'shvach kli. Now when I hand it back to him, I'm viewed as a seller. Mocher back to him, and there would not be a violation of Baal Talon. So those are three levels. Schir Yom is certainly Baal Talon. Kablin, a contract, a project, is a Machlo, it's a Shaila, which we paskin is a Baal Talon. But whenever there's a Shvachli involved, then there is no Baal Talon because it's viewed as a Kona and a Lokeach and a Mocher. Okay, Gemara now says, Lema Katanai, let's say it's a Machlokas Tanayim. What's Machlokas Tanayim? Asali Shirayim Nizmin Utabos. A woman says to a jeweler, make for me bracelets or rings or earrings, Vakadesh Lecha, and I'm going to marry you with the effort you put in. Kevin Sha'asan Mikudashis. The moment he makes this piece of jewelry, it's a good Kedushin. Divrei Rabbi Meir. And Chachamim Omrim, Eino Mikudashis Acha Giamamon Liada. Chacham argue and say it's not a good Kedushin until that money gets to her hand. So my mammon, what mammon are we referring to here? Ilema osa mammon, if we're referring to that mammon, meaning the tachshit, the jewelry that we're giving, right? Oh, that's it. If it means that you give the jewelry to her, that's when Rech Chachamim say, it's only good kedushin once you give her over the ring. Michlal, the Remeir Saver, osa mammon lo. Remeir felt, in the moment he made the tachshit, the kedushin was good. But he didn't give anything over. We need nasam biyad, you have to give something to her. So nothing was given over. So how is that a good kedushin? It can't be talking about giving the tachshit, not giving the tachshit. Ella b'mai mekadesh. With what is he going to be mekadesh if he just makes the tachshit, doesn't give it to her? It doesn't work. El pshita my mamon. What does the mamon mean? Mamon acha, that other money must be given to her. This money is not going to work. Making the tachshit and the schir. But remember, he really owes her money. Rather, she owes him money to make this jewelry for her. So by him being moch on the money, that's by him, that's in essence him giving her, that's the nesina. That's what's going on here. So Chachamim say it doesn't work. Being mocha, that money that you owe, is not going to work. You have to actually give her real money. And Rabbi Meir holds no. By him being mocha on the schir, that she would otherwise pay him, that's enough to create kedushin. So what's the machlokas? Bisvaruha, the initial thought is, Tuchuli alma yeshna l'schiris mitchila v'adsof. That schiris already begins from the first moment he starts to work. That first pruta he's owed, I was listening to a shir from Rav Shach there, I said, now I know what a pruta is. He gave a whole shir how to calculate what a pruta is. A pruta is a between 1 and 2 pennies. That's what it's worth. Interesting whole discussion how he calculates that. But that's how little, I never realized how little it was. Either way, a pruta is 1 penny, 1.5 pennies. So, fine. So the moment he starts the schiris, he starts working on this piece of jewelry, then the chiv schiris kicks in then. You owe, the woman now owes me money for making this ring for her. That for a second. V'duchuli alma hamakadish b'milva in mukadeshes. Now that she owes me money now, that's called a milva. She owes me money. And everybody agrees, based on the first parak of Kedushin we've learned, that you cannot be makadish b'milva. An outstanding loan doesn't work. If I give her money to loan, he said, no, the money I gave you last week, let that work as an asina. It doesn't work. So that money was ready, it's gone. She used it already. So that doesn't work. So what's the machlokas? My lava b'uman kone v'shvach kli kamiflagi. They're arguing, when I'm making her kli, am I kone it or not as the jeweler? Do I mer savar uman kone v'shvach kli, rabbanan savri ein uman kone v'shvach kli. So how's the machlokas? How do we work this out? Right, so Rabbi Meir holds that when I return the object back to her, right, she gave me material to use. So now when I'm fixing the material as a jeweler, it's mine now. When I give it to her, so now she's Kona with the Nesina. But Rabbi Meir holds, I'm Kona as the Uman. Rabbi Meir holds, not true. Not true, I'm not Kona. It's always hers. I'm just fixing it for her. So I'm returning her object back to her. That's not a new nesina. That's why Chachamim require me to pay other money in order to marry her.
So this is not.
Even though
he improved it, he gave him the gold.
Exactly, he holds. Chacham holds ein uman kona shvakli, but Rameir holds that he is. That's the machlokas.
And it's not with the tab that's accruing that she owes him with each.
Because it can't work. Because that's a milvah. Exactly.
So it's not the tab that's running; it's the work that he's acquiring within the paybets.
Right. Well, the two things going on here. One is the money that she's owing, that she owes him. Since we hold, according to this mandamar, that the that requirement to pay happens the moment I start hitting it and working on that jewelry, it's already considered a milveh. And you can't be mekadesh milveh. It's not the schiris. So now we're looking at the object, the piece of jewelry that I'm making. So if I'm going to fix it and own it, so now I return it back to you, that's considered a nesina. That's a remeir. The chacham hold, no. I don't acquire that object when I fix it. It's always hers. I'm just fixing it for her. And when I return it, I'm returning her object back, so this doesn't work according to the Chachamim. And that's why you have to pay other money in order to be Mekadesh. That's the initial understanding of this Machlokas. Then the Gemara says, lo, that's not true. That's not really the Machlokas. D'chuli alma ein uman kone b'shvachli. Now really, he's not going to be kone b'shvachli. Ela hacha b'yeshen l'schiris mitchil v'ad sof. They're arguing about whether or not the requirement for her to pay me happens the moment I start working on it. Right? Meir Saver, Ein L'Schiris El Vasof. She doesn't owe me money until the end. It doesn't turn into milva until everything is complete. And Rabbanan Saver, Yesh L'Schiris Mitchil V'Atzof. No, the moment I start working from beginning to end, that's an already outstanding obligation. Therefore what? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, last Rashi in the Amud here, Ein L'Schiris El Vasof. According to Rabbi Meir, the schiris only kicks in at the end. Ki mahadir lahu nela, when he returns it back there, hilkach lav milva. It's not considered a milva. And therefore, when he says, you know what, you don't have to pay me any money, that's considered nesina. Right? It's not a milva yet. She owes me money, but that requirement to collect from her is not until the end. So if I am mochel to her right now, before she has the obligation, that's viewed as a good mechila. It's a nesina. Even though it's not really a nesina, it's really undercutting the potential requirement to pay later on.
Still a milva at the end. What is
no, but right, because right now she doesn't owe me anything. So I'm giving a matana to her. I'm working for free for her. Mm-hmm. I'm doing her a favor. My effort I'm putting in is a it's a nesina to her.
So when you give her the chifetz back,
then she owes me money.
Then she owes me money.
Then I'm mochel on that money. Then it doesn't work anymore.
And at that point, isn't that a milva?
When I give her the object back. Then it's a milva that I owe her. It's too late. Then it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. It only works if I'm mochel her before it turns into a milva, before I give her the object back.
I thought it's happening as you're giving her the object back, because it's what's the nesina? I mean, you're giving her the object.
I thought the mechila, the willingness alone to just the work itself that I'm putting in, mm-hmm. to not be paid down the line, was itself the nesina. Yeah,
almanas.
It's kind of like an almanas thing. Let's see.
So Rashi uses the lashon of kimahadir l'humila as he's giving it back to her.
So that he's explaining, it's only schiris. That's when basof the schiris kicks in only when he returns the object back there, but before that there's no schiris. So when is the nesina taking place? Though I thought it was taking place during the work. Yeah, the way he's explaining this, it's during the mechila of the schar that he's doing now, that he's not going to collect money from later on. There's a decent-sized footnote here about the difference between a milva versus schiris. Before the schiris turns into milva, why that's considered nesina as opposed to milva. They talk about this down here. Okay. Mar now says in the bottom, where are we? Ibar Yisema, three lines up. Another suggestion for this machlokas is dechuli alma yeshen l'schiris mitchila v'adsof. Everybody agrees from the beginning already is an obligation for her to pay. That means there's a milva right at the beginning. V'ha'cha b'mekadish b'milva kamifki. They're arguing whether or not one's allowed to use a milva to be mekadish. The Rabbi Meir Saver ha'mekadish b'milva mikudash. It works. You're allowed to. If he's mochel on that loan, it actually works. That's why this case is a good kedushin. Rabbanan Savrei HaMekadish B'milva Ein Mekudesh, and doesn't work. That's how we normally assume that Mekadish B'milva doesn't work. Top of Tadi Tesam Abayz now. Rava Amar D'chuli Alma Yeshen L'Schiris Mitchila V'Atzop. Everybody agrees that the obligation exists right away. U'd'chuli Alma HaMekadish B'milva Ein Mekudesh. Everybody also agrees that it doesn't work B'milva. U'd'chuli Alma also everyone agrees Ein Uman Kone B'Shvachli. Also, I'm not Kone as the worker. So what am I, how am I going to be Mekadosh? We knocked at every possibility right now. Ella, hacha b'maskinan kigon shehosiv la nofech mishela, where he added on a very nice jewel on top of it. He put in his own a nice diamond on top of this piece of jewelry that he's making. So what's the machlokus now? Rabbi Meir Savar, milva upruta daita pruta. You give her two things. I'm being mocha on the milva. I'm also going to add a pruta. I'm going to give you a piece of money, an extra diamond. So what's her das on? We know das is very important when it comes to kedushin. So Rabbi Meir holds that das is on the pruta, not on the milva. Therefore, it's a good kedushin. Rabban Savri, milva upruta daita al milva. No, her das is on the milva, that she doesn't have to pay the money anymore, and therefore it's not a good kedushin. This machlokas here is the same exact machlokas we find in the following braisa, the sanya. If you say that the schar that I did for you, or that you owe me, that married me with that schar, I'll be mocha that schar, that doesn't work, because that's in essence mekadesh b'milva. The schar that I will do for you in the future, that's mekudesh, that's a good kedushin, because that's not a milva just yet. Rabbi Nassan Omer Bishar She'esem Cha'in Mekadesh. He holds no. Even the schar that I will do for you, that does not work. And certainly the schar that I had already done in the past, which is a milva, that certainly doesn't work. The third sheet is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Omer Be'emes Amru. The truth is, and it's whenever it says Be'emes, that's how we paskin. Bein Bishar She'asisi Imcha, Bein Bishar She'esem Cha'in Mekadesh. Whether it be the schar that I did, whether it be the schar that I will do, it's not a good kedushin like Rabbi Nasan. But he adds, v'im hosiv la nofech mishalom mekudesh. But if he adds on to it, I'm going to throw in there with you a nice gem, and then it's good kedushin. So that's the machlokas. Whether throwing in a good, another gem is daita pruta or daita al milva. That's the machlokas here. Now the Gemara says, bein tanakam le Rabbi Nasan, ikubinai. What's the difference between the tanakam and Rabbi Nasan? Schiris, the case is that schiris. Meaning what? Schiris that you will pay down the line. That according to Tanakam, if I say the schiris that you will owe me, be mekadesh with that, that's a good kedushin. But according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not a good, Rabbi Nassim rather, it's not a good kedushin. Exactly, that's in essence. Did Rashi say this?
Earlier he explained.
Okay, fine. And Bain Rabbi Nassim, the Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Ika b'minayah milva pruta. Their machlokas is, if you add a pruta on top of the milva that you're being mochel, is that going to be a good kedushin? Rabbi Yehuda holds it's a good kedushin because daita a pruta. And Rabbi Nassim holds it's not a good kedushin because daita a milva. Okay. Gemara now says, Amar Shmuel, Tavach Uman, Shekilkel Chayiv L'Shalim. A butcher, he shochet, shechs the animal, and he ruins the animal. In doing so, you give him the animal, and he ruins it, so he's chayiv l'shalim. He has to pay. He's a mazik, he's a poshehu, nasik omitz, he's mazik. And nasik omer lo shachet li mikan v'shachet lo mikan. It's as if you said, shech from here and he shecht from there. He did something incorrect. He therefore has to pay. So, lam li l'meimar mazik poshehu. Why are we saying he's a mazik, he's a poshehu? I amar mazik, who had we said he's only a mazik? Havamina hani mile dik hecha dik avid bischar. Maybe only if he's hired to do this would he have to pay. Aval heicha de ka'avid b'chinam lo. But if he were to do this for free, maybe he shouldn't have to pay. Kamashman poshehu, he's considered negligent. Look at Rashi. Rashi says the ka'avid b'schar. The mazik chay ba'onten. A mazik's chay if any onus happens. The adam mu'al li'olam bein shogig bein mezlev. We've seen plenty of times. He's always considered mu'ad. Mitikar le mazik l'chay ba'ones shmamina ba'osa schar kamar. The kamashulam to poshehu lo chashule onis ela pshia havle lemirme la nafshe shema tiparkes habehema v'yizahar ba. If we taught only that he's a mazik, we could think maybe he's really onis, because you know mazik is more adam is more laolam even if he's beonis. So calling an adam a mazik might indicate that he's onis, and onis is a chayiv only if he's hired, right? A shomer sachar is only chayiv beonis, but shomer chinam, well, shomer sachar is not chayiv beonis. What's the Rashi saying? What's the difference between a schar and a chinam? Maybe the point is, yeah, I guess the covered b'schar, if he's schar, if he's hired to do this, I guess reviewing him as a more than that, and he's chayv even ba'onis, because he's a mazik. You have to figure this out a little bit. Yeah. But if he's doing this for free, as a shomer chinam, he's doing this for free, so then he should be pater, because he doesn't take upon himself onsim, he should be pater from onis. Kamashman, he's not onus, he's actually considered a posheya, and shomer chinam's chayiv even b'posheya. So asks the Gemara now, Eisivei Rav Chama Bar Gurya L'Shmuel, Hanosim Behema L'Teva L'Tovach, you give an animal to a Shochet V'Nivla. And he calls it, he messes up with the Shechita, now a Nevela. So if it's an Uman, if it's an expert Toveach, then Pati is Pati from paying. Hedyot, if he's a not professional, he's Chayiv to pay. The reason why he would be Pati is he's Ones, who says Rashi, he's Ones. The guy who's a professional Shochet, he didn't mean to, he's not Pusher, that happens sometimes, you mess up on the Shechita, that's called Ones. A hedyot would be chayav. That's called posheya. Vim nosen schar. If you hire him to do this, though, bein hedyot, bein uman chayav, then you're chayav in all cases. So what's the shaila here? We're saying. Even if you didn't give him money, you're pater. Above we said he's actually considered a posheya. So above we said a tavach is a posheya. Here we're saying he's ones. Amar leis. He says la'achar muchacha. Lacha Rashi says is kama maim achurim. Your waters are dirty. Your mind is dirty. What are you talking about? This price is incorrect. So asa hahu mir banan kamosivle. A certain Talmud Chacham came and asked him the question, and Amalei said hasha shaklis ma'id the shakel chavich. Take what you took, what your friend took. Meaning that what you said that his mind was dirty. Your mind's really dirty. It's all fuzzy and hazy. You don't know what's going on here. Kamin lachu ana Rabbi Meir. I was saying shitas Rabbi Meir. The Kamish Li, Rabbanan, you were saying Rabbanan. We weren't talking apples to apples here. So, Amailo Daikis Mile, why weren't you Medaik on my words? Shani Omer Mazikhu Posheahu Nasik Omer Li Lo Shachet Li Mikan Shachel Mikan. When I said that when the Shochet made a mistake, he's called a Mazik, he's called a Posheah, that's Man Islay Hai Svara. Who holds of that Svara? That's Rabbi Meir. You can't bring a Bryce that's according to Rabbanan who holds that a Shochet is not a Posheah. So how do we know Rabbi Meir holds that Shochet's a Posheah? Damar mi baile lemir mei na'anavshe. He should have had this fear, should have been scared and been more careful. That cheat is Rabbi Meir. So therefore he thinks a Shochet is always considered a Posheah. But Chachamim think that he's an Ones. So Gemara wants to know, hey Rabbi Meir, who's the Rabbi Meir that holds this way, that a Shochet's considered a Posheah? Ilei mahari Rabbi Meir, if it's the following Rabbi Meir, the Tzanan the Mishnah tells us, Kashu balav b'mosera. If let's say the animal, the owners took the shore and tied it up in Moser or some type of rope, v'nal b'fanav kirayin, and locked up the ox in the proper way, the yatsa somehow the shore came out of the hizik bein tam bein muad somehow caused damage, chayv divrei Rabbi Meir, you have to pay. So we see here that even though you did the right thing, you're always called posheya. So even though the tavach was he was expert and experienced, he's still chayv. He's always called a posheya. Gemara says, no, Hasam b'kray pligi. That case by the animal, that's a whole different discussion based on psukim that's exerced. The Kasa Rashi says, you can't bring that as a raya to our case of a shochet. So that can't be the Rabbi Meir. Ella, ha Rabbi Meir, must be the following Rabbi Meir. That's not the Mishnah tells us here in Baba Kama. We're going to see this in tomorrow's daf. Litzbolo adom v'tzavo shachar. You give the wool to the guy to color red, but yet he colors it black. Or shachar v'tzavo adom. You give it to him to make it black and he dyes it red. Rabbi Meir Omer, no sin lo demei tzmaro. You pay him back the amount of the actual wool. So how do we prove from here, though? So he's called a posheya. Of course he's called posheya. Everyone would agree to that, no? He made a mistake. Why would you think otherwise? Why is that unique to Rabbi Meir? He should pay, the way they're explaining it, he should pay attention more to what he was doing. He's called posheya. Have to wait till tomorrow to appreciate the other opinions that others would think he's actually considered ones. But Rabbi Meir holds he's poshea because he should have been more careful. Mar says there too also can be viewed as a model for other cases because Hasam biyodaim kalumine. But there he with his own hands he ruined the wool. Here in the case of the shochet, I guess it wasn't biyodaim. Right there, Rashi says he had kavana l'shanos. He had intention to change the dye by the shechita. He didn't have intention to ruin it. He wanted to make it a good shechita. He made a mistake. It wasn't his kavana. Here's kavana was to make it red or black. It also requires some explanation. Either way, that can't be the shita of Rabbi Meir. Elaha Rabbi Meir, it must be the following Rabbi Meir. It's not the Mishnah says, Nishbar akado v'lo silka. We saw this Mishnah early in the Masechta. If the kad breaks in Rishus Harabim, and you don't remove it, or nafla gamla, or your camel falls v'lo hemida, you don't stand it up. Rabbi Meir, Omer, chayev b'nizkan, you're chayev in any nezik that happens from this boar. And chachamim omrim pater midi. And we hold that what's a machlokes? Rabbi Meir holds that person who stumbles and he doesn't get up or didn't pick up his object, he's called Poshea. So we see Rabbi Meir is the opinion who's always more machmir. He always calls everyone Poshea. So Tir as well, by the Tavach, who makes a mistake, he's called Poshea. And that's why it's Chayiv. But don't ask a kasha from the Braisa that says he's Pater, he's Ones, because that's Shitas Chachamim. Okay, we're all good? Beautiful. Varna says, Amar Rabba, Bar Barchana, Amar Yochanan, Tavach, Uman Shekil Kochayiv, a shochet who makes a mistake, a professional one, he's chayv to pay. Vafilu hu uman ketivchei tzipori. Even if he's so experienced, like the shochtim in tzipori, I guess they had many people who lived there, so they were very experienced, he's still chayv. So mi amar Rabbi Yochan hachi, does it really say this way? Vaha amar rabba barbarchana uvda havekami Rabbi Yochan, the ones that shemaisa happened. Biknista de ma'on, in a shul within a certain place. And vamar lei zil. I see raya, dimimachis, the tarnigolim, vaftercha. Go bring a raya that you're a mumche, that you're an expert in shechting chickens, and I'm going to exempt you. So didn't we just say above that Rabbi Yochanan held that no, even experts are chayv to pay if there's a mistake? Lokashya. Kan bechinam, kan bischar. If he was hired, then he's responsible. He has to pay. If it was bechinam, then he's not responsible. Ki ha damar Rabbi Zeira harotel she is chayv lo tavach. Yaktim lo diner. Person wants to make the shoche bichai for anything. First, pay him for the work he's about to do. Now he's a sachar, shomer sachar, and if he makes a mistake, then you have to pay for the damage. But if you have him a shecht first and he doesn't accept any money, he's bechinam, then he's pater for any mistake that happens.
Well,
she's
rabbanan.
What? She's rabbanan. She's rabbanan, you would be pater though. This is only within right. Rabbi Meir.
This is only within rabbanan. The Meir says you're always chayav and bechinam.
Oh, right, right. So Rabbi Meir says, right, he says you're always chayv, even by chinam, Rabban hold, you're only chayv b'schar. So for the, within the chachamim, you should pay first. So Meisiv, Gemara asks the question, Hamolich chitim litchon, v'lo lasasan, a person brings wheat to be ground, v'lo lasan, he doesn't break them down first, then v'asan subin, Rashi says, gasin mursin, they're large pieces. Oh, mursin, Kemach lenachton, vasan pas nipolim, or what, he takes some of these piece of grain and makes it into wheat for the baker, and he makes it into pas. What's pas nipolim?
Napoleon.
Yeah.
Crumbly bread.
Crumbly bread, okay, fine. Or behemel tavach, he brings the animal to the shochet v'nivlei mezza. All these cases, chayv v'beshu kinoseschar. All these cases are, since he's like a nosischar, even though he's not actually hired, he's free, it sounds like he's a chayv to pay. It sounds like it's a support for Rabbi Meir that even bechinim you're chayv. And Gemara says, no, ema mipnei shehu nosischar, because he was hired, that's why he is responsible in all those cases. So that's not a raya for Rabbi Meir. Hahu migrumasa, what's migrumasa? Rashi says, migrumasa is shachat mitoch achas atabos. The higum, he shechted between some of the rings in the neck of the animal. The higum chutz bein tabas le tabas v'shayer mali chut al plain ruba. One of the psulim of a shechita, but he was known to do this. So to also the kami, so a certain case, not a person who was known, but a certain case like this happened. The rav, also the kami, the rav, they brought this animal in front of rav and tarfe. He said it was a trefa animal, it wasn't a good shechita. Upater lo tavach mishlumei dmei. And he exempted the shochet from paying any money, even though he made a mistake. Sounds like chachamim must have been a case bechinam. Pagu bei Rav Kana Rav Asi bahu gavra. So one time, Rav Kana Rav Asi met this person who did the shochet, I guess. Amru lei avid b'cha Rav tarti. Rav did for you a stira. My tarti, what was the two things he did? Ilema tarti made two, made not stira, made just two things. Ilema tarti legrusa. If it means two things bad, the Bailei Lech Shurei. First of all, Rav should have said it's a kasher shechita. Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, who thinks it is a kasher shechita. Yet he paskin v'tarfik Rabban. He paskin like Rabban, that's shreif. That's one bad thing he did for you. Vinami, and even if Rabbanim, he paskin like Rabbanim, that it's actually a pasal shechita, he Bailei Chiyuva L'tavcha. He should have made the shochet pay. So he did a double negative for you. He pasled your animal, plus he let you he didn't let you get payment for this. So the Gemara says, so that's what he said. Umi shari lemeimer ki hai gavna. Could Rav Kana Rav Asi say this about a psak some other Rav gave? Hatana, doesn't the Braisa say lichshiyotza lo yomar ani mezakev v'chaver mechayavim? When a person leaves Bezdin, don't say I'm really innocent, and my friend is chayev of amas. So what could I do? My friends beat me out, but really the truth is they were incorrect on their verdict. A person shouldn't say this. And such a person, it says, holich rachil megalasod. A person goes out and just tells people what happens, speaks. So that's he's megalasod. The person shouldn't do this. It's a violation of this pasuk. So it can't be that case where they're saying two negatives that Rav did. He did two good things for you. Number one is the lo achlach a safik isra, that he didn't allow you to eat a safik isra. Number two is umanach misafik gezela. He also prevented you from collecting money that maybe you didn't really deserve because machlokis or bimeir chachamim what to do in a case of chinam. So therefore, he did two wonderful things for you. Okay, I'm not sure if that would have made him feel happy, but either way, he was trying to give him some chizik. Don't be so sad that you really walked out with a dead animal and no money either. Okay, what time is it now? Not sure that. Okay, fine. So we'll stop here. I gotta get a new masifta here. Okay, yeah. Everyone have a wonderful day.
Shkoyach.
Shkoyach.